Oshi in D.C. That's a hashtag for you, Coach. Oshi in D.C.
This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to Board the Pod!
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It's a Washington Capitals podcast. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, and Player.fm.
Do we know what that is yet?
No. No, it's a website, and they have us, so we'll talk about them. But that's another way to hear us. Can't say that we're not going to where you guys are. Here we go. Coach Dan, what's going on, man? We got a lot to talk about.
There's a lot going on in Capitals World and the NHL, but we'll get into the NHL stuff later.
I feel as if the...
Later in the program.
the new season has started.
Podcast?
Yeah. The program, podcast, whatever. Same thing. Let's start off with the draft, though. I kind of figured it out today, but I was shocked that the Capitals took a goalie in the first round. I felt as if we were pretty stacked with goalies. Holtby, Grabauer, Copley, all those guys seem really good. Justin Peters somewhere in the mix in the AHL, possibly. So I felt we were pretty good. I was bringing up Sergei Kostenko, who I think is still a part of the Caps organization, but he went back to Russia.
They have his rights, I believe.
Yeah, and apparently...
Did he tweet something recently?
Yeah, he tweeted something recently that he's back in the U.S., so I have to imagine he's here for developmental camp. Maybe. But, like, I felt as if we were pretty stacked with goalies, but here we are. We drafted one. What was your thought on this? Because I guess after the news with Oshie and everything today, we kind of figured out why they went after a goalie or why they felt comfortable letting go Copley, because they drafted a goalie in the first round, something I didn't see coming at all.
I don't know if there's a connection between the two, because as I understand the trade that we're going to talk about a little bit, that the one down today materialized very quickly, and so I don't think there's a connection between the two. But apparently this kid is – they're saying that he has the skills to become a star in the NHL, and he's still got, I think, a deal for 3 years in the KHL or wherever league he's playing overseas. I believe he's playing in the KHL. And so he's not going to be over here anytime soon. Yes, he's coming to developmental camp, which is next weekend.
Yeah, yes, I think it starts. It starts next week on the 7th, I believe.
Yeah, so he'll be. I mean, we'll be going next weekend.
Yeah,
unless something comes up. But I think the kid's gonna be there for that, and then he's supposed to be. He's a guy that everyone's thinking is going to be a star, and the Caps kept saying that they were going to take best player available, and that's what they did in the end.
Yeah, I was a little surprised. Of course, the NHL draft is very different than other drafts, other leagues, because you don't see these players immediately. You're going to see, like, maybe the top three guys in the NHL next season. The rest of the guys, you don't see them for a while. Look at Yevgeny Kuznetsov. He's a perfect example of a guy that you don't see for 3 to 4 years after you draft him. He comes, he makes a splash, and he's great, and you're like, why didn't this guy come sooner? But these are younger players. They do go to college. They do go to minor league teams. So obviously the Capitals saw something in this kid, and they thought down the road possibly this guy could either beat out Holtby for the top job, or he could start in Hershey. They saw something in this kid, and he was, as you said, the top name at the time. So they just kind of went
best
with that.
Best player available.
Yeah, the best player available. So I'm interested to see how he does in developmental camp. I'm interested to see like what he does overseas. I'm sure Russian Machine Never Breaks are going to follow this guy around throughout the next couple years since he is a Russian guy.
You make them sound like stalkers.
Well, I mean, they know. They got Google.
I mean, a little bit. They
got Google alerts for Russian players. They know what's going on with those guys. So we'll leave it to them. We'll just report on what they say. makes our lives a lot easier.
Do the work for us.
Yeah, exactly. But obviously the Capitals not very worried about going after Russians. They have a history of doing that. And
a little bit. My favorite. They have a couple, they, no, know a couple of Russians in town.
Yeah, my favorite part of this story, though, I thought it was hilarious that the dude that got drafted, his parents weren't there. They couldn't, like, afford to come over. They couldn't get over in time from Russia. He had no one there with him. He has no English whatsoever. Does not speak a lick of English at all. Gets drafted, and one of, like, the reporters for the Capitals was, like, translating for him. And they said, like, are you excited about being with the Capitals? And all he said was, Ovechkin, Orlov, Kuznetsov. So he was very excited to be playing, potentially, in a couple years with these guys.
Yeah, well, of course, he's got another Russians on the team. And, yeah, he didn't speak much English. I thought it was pretty funny. But, you know, it's not really the end of the world. Ovechkin's English was subpar, would be a nice way to put it. That would, subpar would have been an improvement from his English when Ovechkin first came over, and Semin wouldn't talk to the media for
4 years.
Pretty much all of his time in D.C. And so that's not the end of the world. I'm sure he'll learn at some point. When Varlamov came over, he didn't know any English, so that's okay.
I meant Varley. Go ahead.
Nelson, the kid's got talent. He's got a lot of potential. And when he comes over and he's ready to play in the NHL, if he ends up being able to beat out Holtby or whoever the Caps number one is at the time, then it was a great move. If they bring him over and he's a great player, but the way the guy that the Capitals have is better, then you trade him and potentially bring in a very talented player in that move. And so either way, I mean, I think it's a good pick. I don't know if there's anyone else at the time that could have picked up that would have. There's no one there that would have stepped in this upcoming season.
No.
So that's definitely the case.
Were there any?
You would have gotten a guy that could have helped you in the future. Maybe not. They do have some good prospects coming up in the minors, and so we'll see how things go. I mean, it's so tough to argue about the draft after the first, like you said, couple of picks, just because there is not – it's too long a time. I mean, you really can't argue about draft picks for 5-6 years.
All right, so that's who the Capitals went after in the first round. They went after a goalie. Who were some of the other guys that kind of sparked your interest that they did in the rest of the draft? Who else?
I was going to say sparked my interest because these guys are, you know, you're kind of – you never really know what you're going to get from them, but they
like the Capitals drafted somebody and you weren't like, I'm going to look into this guy.
No, not really. No, I mean, they had some interesting picks. It was interesting. They had 3 picks throughout the rest of the draft. So in 7 rounds, they had 4 picks, not phenomenal, but not the end of the world. Let's see with the 57th overall pick, they took Jonas Seingenthaler. I want him to make the team so bad, A, because I want to hear Lachlan Tyron pronounce his name, and B, I want to see his name on the back of a jersey. With the 143rd overall pick, they took Connor Hobbs. I don't know if he hangs out with Calvin. And that's an old comic reference for everybody. And with the 173rd overall pick, they took Colby Williams, 3 defensemen that they took. So basically they just focused on the defensive aspect of the game, taking a goalie and 3 defensemen in the draft. Not the most exciting of times, but in a couple of years, it could be pretty interesting.
Yeah, they've always kind of gone after a lot of we've got a lot of defensemen coming up. I mean, obviously, Madison Bowie is going to be a lot of people are going to be watching him in developmental camp to see if he at least is going to make the Hershey Bears roster this year. A lot of noise about him. But it seems as if the Capitals were kind of smart. They went for depth. You know, they were definitely looking to continue being able to have homegrown talent, I guess. But I'm very intrigued to see what's going to happen at developmental camp and intrigued to see how these guys grow over the next couple of years. Hopefully it was a good draft. A little boring on the fan side because there wasn't really a lot Caps-wise going on for the entire draft. But we'll see what happens in a couple of years. So let's move on. Let's go talk about free agency. Of course, the Capitals were pretty quiet the first day. They made a couple minor league signings, and they signed one really big name. But let's talk about the guy that's leaving, or a couple of the guys that are leaving. Mike Green officially is no longer a Capital. He is a part of the Detroit Red Wings. He signed on, I believe, for 3 years with them. We talked about this in the past.
$6 million per season.
That's why he couldn't stay with the Caps. He just
got
lots of money, man. And it's kind of weird because it's been 10 years and Mike Green has been a part of the Capitals. It'll be definitely weird to not see him with them anymore, not on the ice. But we talked about this last week, a couple shows before as well. I think Mike Green is an extreme talent. He's a great player. He's a great person. Did a lot for the community around D.C. Definitely, any team would be a very lucky team to have Mike Green. But I feel as if the Capitals kind of knew after 10 years that we've kind of seen the best out of Mike Green that I think that the Capitals could get from him. Obviously, he's a very talented player, but it's just not the right fit anymore for where the team is going to be going in the future. There's a lot of guys coming up as well that they want to try out. But Mike Green, no longer with the Capitals. I feel as if this is the best move for the team, best move for him. He's getting lots of money. The Capitals are moving on, looking in different places to fill his shoes. But he definitely leaves a very big shadow at the Capitals. And there's hopefully somebody's going to be able to fill it. I'm very confident that we have players that will be able to fill his shoes. But this is going to be a different era. I mean, he's the second young gun to leave the Capitals. There's only two of them left now.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Whatever will we do?
Who knows? Who knows? We'll never know now. But
yeah, I think the team will be all right.
So what do you feel as with Mike Green leaving? Do you think this is?
What are my feelings? What are my feels?
What are your feels? Are you sad? Are you hopeful? Did you shed a tear?
It's gonna be. I think it is what it is. It's part of the business, and that he wanted more money and more responsibility than he's gonna get playing with the Caps, and it's just the reality of the situation. It's going to be weird to see him in a different team's jersey.
Still red.
It is still red. But I think that in the end, it was the right move for the Caps. It was the right move for Mike Green. I was surprised Detroit. I kind of thought he was going to go to Calgary or Edmonton.
But if you remember a couple years ago, there was talk of potentially trading Mike Green, and Detroit was one of the teams that were interested in him. So it makes a little bit of sense. I agree with you. I definitely thought Calgary or one of the Western Canadian teams were going to go for him. But he seems excited due to the fact that it's an original six team, that there's a lot of history in Detroit with hockey. So I was a little surprised, but at the same time, there were some clues back in the day and recently that he might land there.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, well, that wasn't his call, though. Well, but I guess sort of the connection there is still a little interesting to note. But yeah, I mean, it is what it is. He's gone. It'll be weird to see him in the jersey, but I think the Capitals are going to be okay without him. I mean, he's had some injury troubles the last couple of years, but when he was out there, he was solid. He was never the best defensive defenseman, and I don't think that what they have filling in for him and likely Dmitry Orlov is quite as good, but I think in the end the team will be okay.
Yeah, and of course, let's talk about the guy that they brought in through free agency, Justin Williams. I wonder if he's related to our buddy Phil Williams. I don't know. But let's talk about him. He's a three-time Stanley Cup champion.
I highly doubt it.
You never know.
It's true. You never know. Never know.
let's talk about him. Three-time Stanley Cup champion. Recently with the LA Kings. A lot of praise coming out of LA for that
MVP.
Guy. MVP.
He got the Conn Smythe.
That's 2014. Yes, he did.
Conn Smythe. He's got what? I think they said he has more playoff overtime game-winning goals than the Capitals do as a franchise.
I believe he has 7. The Capitals have 4.
Which is either great for him or really bad for the Caps. Or both.
He was a guy, even though he's won a lot of awards, I personally don't know a lot about him, but a lot of the LA players, I've been trying to watch YouTube clips of him and everything, you know, they call him Mr. Game 7, that he shows up in the playoffs. He definitely is a big presence there. I'm excited to see what he brings to DC. I think with him signing, though, that's kind of the writing on the wall that Joel Ward's kind of out the door, and he's going to be taking Joel Ward's place on potentially, you know, the second or the first line. He can kind of bounce around a little bit. But one of the big things that the Capitals were looking for was offense. This guy's definitely a big answer to offense. It seems as if he knows what it's like to play in the playoffs. He knows what it is to win a Stanley Cup, and that's definitely the goal for every team, but especially the Capitals. They are pushing to make the best team that they can, and with the price tag they brought him in on, I got to say I'm very happy to have Williams now a part of this team.
Yeah, I thought it was a great pickup. I was a little surprised, and I definitely agree with you that while his acquisition, where he'll line up on the team, is not the same place that Ward will line up or would have lined up on the roster, I think it definitely his signing is makes sense that Ward will not be returning to the Capitals. I think in the end he's a better player. He's maybe the same age even.
They're around there.
But
yeah.
I think Williams is going to bring more to the team during the regular season, and he'll bring just as much, if not more, in the playoffs. I think he's a solid veteran player who's won the Cup three times, as you talked about, and he's won the Conn Smythe as the MVP. He knows how to win in the playoffs. He scores clutch goals. I think this was a great pickup and a great move by McClellan to be able to bring this guy in. And I think he's going to fit in very nicely on the second line with Kuznetsov and likely Burakovsky.
Yeah, there was a talk, I believe it was our general manager saying that they see him playing with Kuznetsov and Burakovsky. And with him being a little bit older, it'd be nice to have a veteran presence with those two youngsters. There was talk when he first came in, maybe he's going to play with Ovi and Backe. I think we have our answer of who's going to be on the top line for the majority of the games. But this guy, Justin Williams, it seems like he's very disciplined. It seems as if he's been around the game enough. He's lifted the Stanley Cup up enough. He's definitely going to be bringing a great veteran presence. He's going to be bringing a lot of skill and you know, a lot of muscle to the offense. And I think that's something that the Capitals have been lacking, you know, on the offense. I'm very excited to see what he brings to the table. I think this was a great move by GM. I'm not calling him GMBM because that just sounds like a bowel movement. And that's,
yeah, it's a little weird.
I'm not calling him that.
Not a fan.
No.
Brian Williams also has like a cheap, not to go back, but like Williams has a good cap. I mean, it's 2 years. He's a little older, but it's only 2 years. His cap hit comes out to 3.25, so it's not the end of the world. So I think it's a solid acquisition. And with the other move that they did, or the move they did today, because Williams technically was yesterday, it was like, what, late last night, they still have a decent amount of cap space to be able to go out and re-sign guys like Holtby and Kuznetsov and even potentially Marcus Johansson.
Yeah, I am surprised that the Holtby deal isn't done yet. I figured we would hear about that on the first day.
I wonder if he's stuck in the mountains like Beagle was.
I love that
story.
We'll
talk about that in a minute, but that was pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Or in a few minutes.
Very excited Justin Williams, now a part of the Capitals. I totally agree. I think he's going to be on the line with Burakovsky and Kuznetsov. I can't wait to see what he does this season. But let's talk about the guys that left town, no longer a part of the Capitals organization. We already talked about Mike Green. I'm heartbroken. I'm a little bit more upset about this guy leaving than Mike Green leaving. Steven Oleksii going to the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah, it's not so much that he left. It's where he went.
I mean, you could tell he is one of the hardest working dudes in the NHL.
AHL.
But he gets called up to the Capitals. He's running up and down the stairs, potentially not even playing that night, but he's still working out. He's still, you know, he's being such a hard worker. And the Penguins kind of snatched him up. And I don't know if we're going to see him playing with the Baby Pens or if he's going to get called up to the main roster. But
adult Pens.
Yeah, I hate to see him go, and I really hate to see him go to Pittsburgh, but the Pittsburgh Penguins got a great talent in Oleksii. He is definitely a guy I really wish the Capitals would have held on to. He definitely, even if he was staying in the NHL, I would have loved for him to stay with the Capitals.
He had the opportunity to potentially stick around with the Caps, I mean, provided they offered him something, and maybe been the seventh defenseman. Probably not, but maybe he could have stayed in Hershey. I think he was told about an opportunity to potentially be able to stick in Pittsburgh if he plays well enough. And, you know, he made what he probably felt was the best move for him. It just sucks that it's with he decided to join the dark side and go with the Penguins.
Yeah, and he was the one guy that when I talked to him, he was like, oh, yeah, I listened to your show. What? Really?
And hopefully he was telling the truth because that was awesome if true.
Yeah, who knows if he actually was. But
and if you still listen, how dare you?
We miss you, man. But this is the big thing that I was just confused about. The Capitals signed a former Penguin. Tyler, I believe it's Chorney.
Taylor Chorney.
Taylor?
I think it's Taylor.
Taylor Chorney.
He's got a funny last name.
They're saying that he's kind of going to be the seventh defenseman. When that happened...
That's not set in stone. There's so many guys that could be the seventh defenseman right now that they could bring up. It's... Well, maybe not, because
It's a one-way deal, though, isn't it?
So? You can still send him down. You just run the risk of losing him.
Yeah.
I mean, they had potentially some other guys that could have been the seventh defenseman when you thought Cameron Schilling, maybe, but he's ended up signing with the Blackhawks. He'll be in their minor league system. Patrick Way, but he ended up retiring after suffering, what, two concussions in the last, like, 7 months or something? So they have a couple of the other guys that could end up being solid seventh defenseman. Maybe Madison Bowie comes out and is able to outplay somebody, and then someone else gets bumped back, whether it's Nate Schmidt or Dmitry Orlov. It remains to be seen. But yeah, Chorny, maybe he could be the guy that could be a seventh defenseman, or they could go out and sign someone in the next couple of days or couple of weeks that ends up being their seventh defenseman. I know they're still talking potentially to Tim Gleason, and there's a couple other guys out there on the market. So, you know, it remains to be seen as to who's going to be the seventh defenseman.
Yeah, with Chorny getting signed, though, I was kind of like, man, why are you signing that guy? You got Oleksii still in the system, and then he signed off with the Penguins.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Yeah, so that was definitely a bummer. And you said Cameron Schilling. He also left town. He's going to Chicago. Are there any other guys that have left? Or because I'm still surprised that Ward and Fair are both out there unsigned. They are unemployed right now.
I'm not as surprised with Fair. Ward a little bit. Apparently he's narrowing the market down a little bit to whatever that may be. You know, they're saying at one point maybe 8 teams were interested in him, and then it was like 6, and then I think he's narrowed it down to like 2, 3, or 4 teams. And so,
and the Capitals are still in the running there.
I don't think anymore.
I think that he still wants to be a part.
They have to. Well, that's not necessarily going to be his call in the end. Yeah. They would have to sign, or not sign. They have to trade one or two players that make a relatively decent amount of money to be able to keep him in the cap under the cap ceiling while re-signing Holtby, Kuznetsov, and potentially Johansson if they want to bring back Ward. I could see where he potentially fit into the team, depending on who they trade, but I don't imagine it's the case. I think Joel Ward has played his last game as a member of the Washington Capitals, which means that tomorrow they'll sign him to a new deal.
Yeah, way to go. Way to jinx.
I'm actually kind of surprised that the trade we have yet to talk about happened today, considering we didn't record yesterday.
No, that's very true. That is very true. And there was a potential of us recording yesterday, but I had other business to attend to. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it right now.
The big trade.
The big one.
This shocked me. I honestly did not expect this to go down.
There was a lot of chatter, a lot of chit-chat, a lot of tweets about speculation.
I found out through a text message.
And I found out through you. Usually I'm the one breaking stuff to you. And you
Wait,
texted me.
Didn't I text you first?
Yeah, you texted me. And I'm like, I was leaving work at the time. And I'm like, holy crap, Coach Dan
That's
scooped
not the
it
words
up.
That I used.
TJ Oshie. TJ Oshie.
The
Oshie
hero
in Sochi.
Of overtime hockey.
That's right. Team USA.
Shootout hockey.
Shootout. Yeah. Shootout hockey. Goes over to Russia. Takes the entire team, Russian team, down by himself in the shootout.
He did because the guy kept. Who is the coach?
It's Bilesma.
Bilesma?
Yeah.
He's got, yeah, Oshie, get your butt back out there. You're doing it again.
You're fine. Keep going.
Fine. I'll go again.
But here he is. He is now officially a member of the Washington Capitals.
Yeah.
I'm super, super excited to see TJ yeah. Oshie in a Caps uniform. I think this is a great signing. This is one of the best, since I've watched Caps hockey, one of the best trades, free agent signings, whatever you want to call it. I'm such a fan of this signing. But let's talk about some of the bad news first. Let's get that out of the way. Troy Brouwer and Phoenix Copley both are leaving the Capitals organization for the St. Louis Blues. Troy Brouwer, I know the Brouwer Rangers are having like the worst night ever. I mean, this is just.
At first, it was Mike Knubel. They used to be, was it Knubel's Knights?
Supposedly, they're the same people. I don't know if that's true.
Oh, shut up. Then they became the Brouwer Rangers. And now people are trying to push them for a couple other things. I've seen some, I think most of them revolving around TJ Oshie, but I've seen some pretty entertaining ones.
I think they should be koozies, and then they should just like dress up like, you know, just put like foam around them like that. Like they're
that's a little weird. And I think it might scare Kuznetsov. No, it's going to be weird to see Troy Brouwer playing another jersey just like Mike Green, even though Brouwer wasn't nearly as long. Copley, I mean, he was a kid they signed out of what, college?
Yeah, they signed him out of college from North Pole, Alaska.
Being one of their top goalie prospects, they were saying he's going to be the starter in Hershey this year, depending on what happens with Brouwer. And they also had a third-round pick in next year's draft to St. Louis for TJ Oshie. I think it's a great move. I think Oshie definitely fits in on the first line with Backstrom and Ovechkin. And I think the team's offense is significantly better than it was at the end of last season or even at all last season. I think they have a very solid top six now going into next season. And I think it was a great move by McClellan. And they didn't give up too much. I was surprised Brouwer was part of the trade. But it kind of that I thought about it, and I was texting friends yesterday regarding the Williams deal and about what the lineup I thought was going to be. And I ended up with Brouwer being on that third line, and it just didn't make sense, but that's where he would, you know, was going to have to be. So him being traded, I think, is better for him in the end, because he's going to be able to get more minutes than he would have been getting had he stayed with the Capitals. So in the end, I think it was a great move all around for everybody.
It was, yeah, I think it was a great move. I feel bad for Troy Brouwer leaving. I mean, we'll always have the great memories of him. We just gave him a What the Pucky Award for goal of the year. I mean, that Winter Classic
That's
goal.
That's true. That was a great goal. And did you see what Oshie put on Twitter?
No, I didn't.
After, I mean, he said, you know, he thanked the Blues organization and fans and stuff. Very classy. He said he was excited to come to D.C. And then he was talking about what number to put on a sweater. And he's like, well, 74? Nope, taken. Because he's 74 when he was in St. Louis, and he said 7, which I guess is what he wore in college, and he goes, retired. Then he asked the fans, what do you think I should wear? Which I actually thought was kind of funny. He's just kind of asking around what – and then I think Michael Latta actually tweeted him back something along the lines of – something about coming in the team. And then,
oh, no, Latta here, he says –
you have it?
Take yeah, Latta says, take 43, which is Wilson's number.
Oh. That's pretty funny. And Oshie said something, I don't know if he got it, but he said something along the lines back of like, are we even allowed to ask for numbers or something like that as a joke? And so it's nice to see that the guys are already reaching out. I mean, apparently with Williams, Ovechkin called him. Williams wasn't able to answer the phone, but Ovechkin called him and left him a message about, you know, welcoming him to the team and things like that. And so it's nice to see that the team is already reaching out, the player is already reaching out to these guys in one way or another.
I did like that Williams said that his kid, I don't know if he has a son or daughter, I don't remember, but
I think it was it's his son.
It's his son. Said, like, if you got to leave L.A., why don't you go play for the Caps, because Ovechkin's one of the best ever. So, I mean, that was pretty cool to have his kid already say, like, hey, why don't you go play for Ovi, and then it actually happens. But Oshie, you know, Oshie, all right, so Oshie's coming over 74, so I'm thinking, why doesn't he take, you know, well, I mean, he could take 52. That's open now if he wants to equal 7. Because a lot,
52 is not a forward number, though.
It's not. It's not. What about? I mean, what else could he do?
What about 9?
What about 11? Could he take 11?
Wait, which was Gardner? 10 or 11? This is really bad.
I know.
That I cannot. I'm totally blank. It's what is it? 10:45 at night. I have it up since 6:30. Give me a break, podcast land. I'm going number 9. I think who was the last guy to wear 9? Ribeiro?
Ribeiro, yeah.
Ribeiro 9? I always think, whenever I think of 9, I think of Dino Zubers. But the number 9 would be cool.
Matt Bradley was 10, so that can't be
how about
retired.
7 minus 4? We'll go with 3. Is somebody 3?
Used to be Tom Pody, right?
Oh, no, wait. You can't do 9. That's Orlov's new number.
So oh, that's right. He switched it.
I would know that, but he never plays because he's always injured. Now he's actually. I'm excited to see Dmitry Orlov play this year. Knock on wood that he's healthy enough. I don't know. Whatever number, it's going to be awesome to see Oshie's name on the back of a Caps jersey.
I'm hoping they have that on jersey tees already by the Fan Fest, because I'll be buying one of those shirts.
I gotta think they're going to.
They got a week. I mean, that.
Okay, first of all, I can get a Mike Green shirt, and it's going to be mad cheap.
$5. They're already at Kettler. $5.
I just bought a Jeff Halpern new Capitals T-shirt off of eBay, mad cheap, with number 15 on the back. I'm fine with that because I like Halpern. He was a cool Capital. I liked him at the time. I still like the guy.
Doesn't he sell donuts now?
No, we're not getting any donuts at the moment. But if they have them there at Kettler, maybe I'll buy one. I would get a Mike Green shirt because I think even if he goes to plays for Detroit, you know, he's not like he's going to trash in the Capitals organization. He did what was best for him and his family, and I'm fine with that. And, you know, he's a great Capital when he was with us, even though he doesn't really – he's not great defensively, and he ended up having a long time where he was unable to stay healthy. He still was a solid contributing member of the team when he could be. He wasn't one of those guys like certain players who left us for certain towns in North Carolina that had some – not controversy, but some issues that may have been following him around, like the fact that he was, you know, quote-unquote lazy or didn't care. So I think it'll be fun to look at a Kettler. I need to get a Carl Olsner T-shirt. Should I get an Oshie one?
I'm going with an Oshie one, man.
You're going to get a jersey with the T-shirt jersey?
I'll do the jersey tee.
Your jersey tee.
I'll do one of those.
It's like $25.
I know.
That's why I'll get a green.
I want some Winter Classic gear at the Fan Fest. You know that's going to be like half off. That's what I'm going for.
Sucks.
Let's go back to talking about Oshie. This is obviously a big move. The big thing, everyone was talking about it. What are they going to do with Ovi and Backe? There's no one to play with them. What are they going to do?
Trade them.
They definitely solved that problem, I have to believe, with TJ Oshie. We'll see what happens in the season, because all those guys are talented, but they might not.
He He's going to score a lot of goals.
Yeah, they might not mesh well together, but time will tell. I think they're all great, talented guys. And again, Nick Backstrom's a big question mark for right now about where he's going to be and how long he's going to be out. But let's talk about potentially what we think the lines could look like, pending that everyone that's there now stays there and that no one else gets re-signed or whatever.
Yeah, it's a little tricky at the moment.
But you got to think it's Ovi, Backe, Oshie for that top
OVO
line.
OVO.
Yeah.
That's a dumb name for it. Obo? No, these are stupid.
Obo?
Like that game.
Obo?
Yeah, O-B-O. Ovechkin, Backstrom, Oshie.
Okay, sure.
No, we're not playing this game. This is stupid. Moving on. Yeah, I think it's definitely going to be Ovechkin, Backstrom, and Oshie. I think you have three very solid players. I think Oshie's numbers will go up because he's playing on a line with a guy that is either going to score a lot of goals and give him a lot of assists in Ovechkin, or a guy who's going to set you up for a ton of goals in Nicholas Backstrom once he comes back healthy. So I definitely think that this is a very good move on their part, bringing in Oshie. I think it's going to be a very solid first line. It's nice to see. How old is Oshie?
That I don't know.
He's like mid to, what is he, like 26? Come on, Wikipedia. The fact that he's not that old of a guy, he's 28. He'll be 29 in just – oh, his birthday's 2 days before Christmas. Isn't that nice? I think it's a great sign. He's a younger guy, so he can be around the team for a number of years. And he's not someone that you have to replace like Mike Knubel, where you had to replace him after a couple of seasons. So provided it works out well, I think this was a great move, and these three are going to be together for hopefully, knock on wood, quite a long time playing some great Caps hockey.
That's definitely the hope, but that's definitely got to be the first line. Second line, I got to see Kuznetsov, Burakovsky, and our new guy, Justin Williams. That's got to be the second line.
I think it'd be the same thing. I think you have Burakovsky on the left, Kuznetsov patrolling the middle, and Williams on the right. Williams doing what he does, scoring goals. Same thing with Burakovsky after we saw him start to wake up in the playoffs, and Kuznetsov, he's come out of his shell and he's lighting things up. And I think these three guys together, it's going to be with the number one line is one, but this is a very solid second line just behind that first line in terms of their ability to reduce points and play a solid overall game.
Now for the third line, this is kind of where things get interesting. For the third line, do you do Brooks Like, Jay Beagle, Marcus Johansson? Or
nope.
Do you have Marcus Johansson being the center? And do you have Chimera on the third line with Like?
I go Johansson, Like, and Wilson.
Oh, so you're gonna bring Wilson up a little bit.
I know that they want to, so they're gonna do it anyways. If it doesn't work out, you can flip flop him and Chimera, but my guess is they're gonna go Johansson, Like, as of right now. I still have to hope Fair comes back. Johansson, Like, and Wilson on the third line.
Okay. Okay, and a fourth, is it potentially Chimera, Wilson, Lotta, and Jay Beagle?
You just said four guys.
The fourth, yeah. Is it going to be Chimera?
Four guys for the fourth line.
No, Chimera slash Wilson, you know.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know?
And then I'm going Chimera, Beagle, Lotta.
Okay.
So you get some speed, you get a lot of grit, you get a guy who can win faceoffs. If Chimera doesn't get traded.
Now, with these new guys coming in and with the lines potentially being jumbled up, it's weird to see like where Brooks Like and Marcus Johansson really fit in. Because
Johansson's going to be playing probably further down than he would want to, or he probably should be playing with his skill set. But I think with Burakovsky coming along, it's sort of hard to fit him to play Burakovsky ahead of Johansson, especially with the way his season ended.
Yeah, so I'm very intrigued to see where these two guys really fit in, because I don't see Johansson or Brooks Like as third line guys, but right now that's the only place they really fit in.
Well, Johansson's not playing better. Not Johansson. Like is not playing better than a third line guy right now.
I'm a little surprised that Like wasn't the guy that left with the Oshie trade. That's kind of what I would have preferred.
I don't imagine the St. Louis is going to take on that contract. He's still got two more years. Two more years at 4.5.
All right, one more thing we should probably mention in Caps world, at least about free agents and all that good stuff.
Yeah, a couple of guys.
But big name.
Talk about Beagle's deal?
Yeah, let's talk about that one before we go into the next one. Jay Beagle got signed, for 3 years?
3 years, $5.25 million total, so it's like $1.75. Little more than I expected.
A lot of people were flipping their lids about this deal. Everybody pretty much was like, I like Beagle, but I don't think he deserves that much.
That was a little overpaid. not by a lot. I thought it would be somewhere between 1.25 and 1.5, so it's a little overpaid, but he's a very solid player. He says he doesn't see himself as a fourth-line player, so I think he thinks he's a little bit better than he may be. Yes, he can fill in nicely on the third line, but I don't think on a Stanley Cup challenging team he's going to be your third-line center. I think he's a very good fourth-line player. I don't think that's insulting in any way, shape, or form for him. I think that's what his skill set is for, as well as a guy who can come in there in the playoffs and do everything you need him to do and more. Maybe with the exception of scoring goals. So I love that Beagle's back. I think he's a great player for this team. Just a little overpaid.
He had a great season last year. You can't take that away from him. So I love the fact.
Who's trying to?
Well, no one is. No one is. But you can't take that away from him. I mean, he broke all of his own personal NHL records. I mean, points, goals scored, everything. So I'm very happy that he got rewarded for, you know, putting in the hard work, for showing off and being able to become a better player. He's definitely getting rewarded for that. He's definitely got a little bit more of a spotlight on him now. So he's got to continue to evolve into a better player. But I've said it before, I'm a huge Beagle fan. I'm very happy with the fact that he's back for 3 years. The dude is amazing, especially during the playoffs. He's a center machine. I mean, he wins, what, like 80% of the faceoffs he's up against?
Yeah, something like that.
So, I mean, great to have him there. He's great in the regular season, great in the playoffs, and he's a guy that can be very versatile. If he has to stay on the fourth line, he will. If he has to move up, he can. If he has to play with Ovechkin, he has 2 seasons.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you got to slum it.
He's got 2 seasons worth of experience playing with Ovechkin. Do I think that I want him there permanently?
That's a little overstated.
But do I want him there permanently? No, I do not.
No!
But say someone were to get hurt and couldn't play for a couple games, I'm okay with Beagle playing with Ovechkin for a couple games.
Let's not screw with all of the lines.
I'm not. But I'm saying, like, this guy can move around. Like Wilson, we've seen in the past.
Oh, God. Are they going to put him there because Backstrom is going to be out for the first, like, month?
Bingo! That's what I'm saying.
No, I think they put Kuznetsov.
They could put Kuznetsov there, but given the fact that Backstrom could be hurt for a little bit, I think that's another reason why you bring Jay Beagle back. You bring him in that price tag. I think he's going to work
because
hard.
They're similar skill set.
Beagle is just a very versatile player. He's a chameleon. That. He can play anywhere. He may not be as good as Ovechkin and Backstrom, but he can play anywhere. He can do anything on offense, and he's worked hard for it. So, I mean, even though team-wise, maybe you'd like to have people spend a little bit less, but he's proven. He's proven his worth, and he's going to continue for the next 3 years. So I'm very happy. I'm very happy for Beagles. I think a lot of people are. They just don't like that price tag. But everyone was complaining about Orpik and the price tag that he's taken, but he definitely did make the defense better. The price tag might bite us in a couple years. But Jay Beagle, he makes the offense better no matter where he plays. So congrats to Jay Beagle. I'm happy about it. Another guy we should talk about, he got re-signed, Stan Galiev, however you say it.
Yeah, we need to figure that out.
We do, because I think we're going to be talking about him a lot more in the next couple years. He's signed a two-way deal, I believe, for 2 years. I can see him playing with the Capitals if someone were to get hurt this next season.
He's definitely a
big talent. He's done well in North America. He's won the Kelly Cup. He's played with the Hershey Bears. He's got an NHL goal underneath his belt. This guy is definitely going to be on our radar for the next couple years because super talented. He's a Russian dude, so he's going to fit in with Kuzi and Orlov and Ovechkin. I'm excited to see what this next couple seasons bring for this kid.
Yeah, I definitely think that if they need someone who can come in and potentially score some goals, that they're going to have him. They'll bring him up from Hershey. I think if he can go into Hershey and play a solid game, then he's definitely going to earn some call-ups and potentially be a goal scorer for this Capitals team in the next couple of seasons.
Yeah, and that's why he was brought up.
If not sooner.
Possibly.
Though it's hard to see where he would potentially fit in, what with them having at least Williams for the next 2 years and Oshie probably, hopefully, more than that. He's not replacing Ovechkin. And, you know, he's going to be a third line guy replacing Burakovsky. I don't know. But it'll be interesting to see. I mean, they definitely have weapons now and guys that they could potentially move on from eventually to acquire more pieces towards building a Stanley Cup.
Yeah. So who else did the Capitals sign? There's a lot of depth moves.
One of the moves. I mean, they signed like four guys that played a different team. I know one that I found really all that interesting. One guy's name was Sean Collins, who I thought was the defenseman they used to have on the team, but he's not. He's a center, so I don't know. The one move I did like, though, is they brought back Chris Bork, who they drafted back in like 2004. Dude, 29 now. They signed him to a two-year, two-way contract, so he'll be in Hershey. Very solid pickup since the Bears lost a couple of players from their team last year, so I really like that move there. I'm excited to see him back in a Hershey Paris jersey. I like Chris Bork. I'm glad he's back. And he's another guy that, you know, if they needed someone to come up and play a game or two, and he's playing well in Hershey, they may give him a call-up.
Yeah, absolutely. I like this guy a lot. I was sad to see him go a couple years ago, but here he is. He's back in town again. I dig it. Very, very much a fan of that. Like if someone were to get hurt, he would come up. I'm okay with that. If we went up and saw a Hershey Bears game, I'd be excited to see him play again. So
I'll watch the Bears lose because they always lose when I come up.
So I'm not heading up there with
my
you.
My 0-5 is ridiculous.
Jesus, really?
Yeah, I think I've been to five. Ooh. I think I've been to five Bears games, and they have lost them all. I am the kiss of death for the Hershey Bears.
Oh, man. All right, so anything else going on in Caps World that we should cover?
Nope. All right. It's been an exciting past couple of days.
Yeah, it really has. And
2 days. I mean, Green left first. Then we signed – like the big thing yesterday they did was they signed Taylor Chorney. And I was like, great, this sucks. They had Beagle back a couple of days ago, and Gallia was back. And I was like, all right, cool. And then Alexi left, and I was like, boo. And then Green left, and I was like – oh, that kind of sucks.
Well, we should.
It is what it is. We all saw it coming. Yeah. And then they went and they signed Justin Williams, and I was like, oh, that's actually a really good move. And then they went and made the trade today, and you're like, holy crap, I'm on board. Is it October yet?
This is going to be a very different looking team. I mean, yeah, it's only two extra guys on offense. This is going to be a very different looking
team. Very solid.
Yes.
Guys.
This is not going to be the Ovechkin show anymore. As much fun as it is to watch Ovechkin score goals, we do bring guys that can score goals as well. And Brouwer, as great as he was, he did go through a couple droughts, you know, in this past.
Players go through droughts throughout the season, but yeah, this past season I felt like Brouwer's droughts were. And this is not just crapping on a guy because he left, but I felt like his drops were very noticeable. And you can go back and listen to old shows if you really feel like, and you hear that we talked about Brouwer struggling at times.
That's right. Watch whatthefuckcaps.brandocash.com. You can listen to old shows all throughout the summer.
Plug.
All right, so I don't really think we have to do up down on the farm because
– we kind of did that already.
Yeah, we kind of just talked about the Hershey Bears.
I'm curious who the number one goalie in Hershey is going to be because if Brouwer's with the Caps – I don't know. I mean, Justin Peters, if he sticks around, unless, you know, someone picks him up on waivers, they trade him. I don't imagine either one of those is going to happen. So it's probably Justin Peters. Maybe is Vanacek. I don't know if he's eligible to come over, be able to come over just yet and play with the Bears.
Yeah, he got drafted last year, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe.
Yeah. And I know they did not offer contracts to Brandon Anderson or Edward Pasquale. So, I don't know. I'm a little curious as to who the number one goalie in Hershey's going to be. Now, they could go and sign somebody, and maybe it's not a young guy. Or maybe there's someone that they haven't signed yet that they drafted a couple of years ago or 2 years ago or whatever that they may end up bringing in. So it'll be interesting to see who they choose to be the good – not who they, who Hershey will choose to be their number one goalie. I know the Bears lost a couple of guys, but the Caps have added a couple of guys. So it's definitely going to be an interesting time to – keep an eye on the minors as well as the Capitals going forward. Some of the stuff is very exciting.
Yeah, I'm intrigued to see what happens. I'm trying to see if there's anything about Sergei Kostenko, if he's even still a part. I think the Capitals own his rights, but
they definitely own his rights still.
Yeah, but I don't really see him doing anything.
I mean, he didn't play great when he was over before.
Yeah, it was actually pretty cool. I saw him in the one Reading Royals game I went to. It was his one game he played for them. So
did he play well?
He did play
in that
well.
Game, but aside from that one game, he was kind of like meh.
Yeah, it was kind of okay. I could see him potentially like going to the Stingrays for a little bit, get some stuff underneath his belt, but I don't know. With Copley gone, I definitely like Copley. I'm sad to see him go. I was very excited to see what kind of goalie he was going to turn into. I gotta think Peters goes down to Hershey, but backing him up, I really don't know. I really don't know what they're going to do, but we'll see what happens. But
this is a random little bit of Caps news, and I just noticed this. So they're having their blood drive on Saturday, July 18th at Kettler. Oh, I'll be out of town. The reason I bring this up is they're giving away a Brooks Orpik bobblehead. And if you look at the bobblehead, it kind of looks like he's in the motion of doing the Carlton from Fresh Prince.
What? Really?
Look at it and tell me you don't kind of see that.
Is this at capsoutsider.com?
No, this is on some advertisement on the Caps website. I was looking at their prospects roster to see which defensemen are in the organization, but they only have Copley, who, by the way, isn't part of the Caps organization anymore, Grubauer and Vanacek. So maybe Vanacek is a guy? I don't know. Who was the goalie in South Carolina?
I don't remember. I don't know. Well, like, it's weird because South Carolina, it was the Caps and the Bruins. So I don't know who the goalie was, if it was our guy.
You know where it should be. No offense, South Carolina, but Norfolk's getting a team. Or Baltimore!
That would be good. All right, here, let's check this out. I just went on to Sergei Kostenko's Twitter account.
No, this is going to go well.
On June 30th, he was at the NHL store in NYC, and he's standing next to a Capitals jersey, and his status is, let's go Caps, love this team.
I mean, maybe he'll come back. I don't know. They also have Stefan Soberg. I don't know where he's been recently. They drafted him back in 2011. He's not even a part of the organization anymore. They have – yeah, that's probably it.
So that's a big question mark.
I think Soberg's the last guy that potentially may be able to come in. Let's see. Last season, according to HockeyDB, last team he played – they don't even have it. His stats. Wow. No one knows if he even exists.
No one knows if he exists.
He's a figment of our imagination.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to go around the NHL. But before we do, here is a quick word from the Baltimore Sports Report Network.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.
This is Barry Trotz. You're listening to What the Puck.
All right, everybody, here we go. We are going around the NHL. The Capitals, they had their two big free agency signings, their one trade. But the NHL has been very busy. Other teams very busy during free agency because it opened up at noon on Canada Day, eh? So that you know they were busy, eh?
Not playing along.
Eating poutine at Timbits.
What is? I don't even know what poutine is. I think we talked about this before.
Squeaky cheese. It's French fries, gravy, and then cheese curds.
That is already hurting my arteries.
You need to come up to Baltimore, and we need to go to Clark Burger. It's a Canadian burger place in Belvedere Square. I'll treat you to some poutine.
Yeah, I feel like that's already going to – my arteries are already hurting.
All right, so Coach Dan, get us up to date. What's going on around the NHL?
Oh, not much.
No.
I mean, no. It hasn't been like a massive. No. First little bit of news is that Martin Saint-Louis, Frodo himself, has retired. So you no longer have to worry about him scoring oh so many goals against the Washington Capitals. He played 16 seasons in the NHL, scoring 391 goals and 1,033 points in 1,134 games with the Flames, the Lightning, and the Rangers. Not bad for an undrafted free agent. Let's get into the trade market where things were getting a little crazy over the trading deadline, where every goalie imaginable apparently got traded at some point, and then a couple of big trades going in the last couple of days. The biggest one, I think, being that the Maple Leafs traded Phil Kessel, Tim Erickson, Tyler Biggs, and a conditional second-round pick to the Penguins, unfortunately, for Scott Harrington, Kasper Kapanen, Nick Spaulding, and a conditional first-round pick in 2016 and a third-round pick in 2016. So Phil Kessel joins Sidney Crosby and Yevgeny Malkin. That's going to be a little scary, their offense going into next season.
I'm a little worried.
Their defense is still suspect, but that's pretty scary.
Yeah, that's bad.
In terms of their offense. The Canucks sent Kevin Bieksa to the Ducks for a second-round pick in 2016. The Blackhawks sent Brandon Saad, Alex Broadhurst, and Michael Pagliota to the Columbus Blue Jackets for Marco Dano. He's got an interesting name. Artem Anisimov, Corey Trapp, Jeremy Morin, and a fourth round pick in 2016. Every time the Blackhawks win the Cup, they then go on a little bit of a sale in terms of players being traded away. The Coyotes sent Sam Gagne in a conditional fourth in 2016 or third in 2017, which is kind of weird, to the Flyers for Nicholas Grossman. And get this, the contract of Chris Pronger. The guy's not even playing in the NHL. He currently works for the NHL in their offices, and yet somehow he gets his contract traded. It's a little weird.
Okay.
I don't understand it. Thank you, NHL. You're strange. And I wonder if this is going to have a trickle-down effect with other teams in terms of trading contracts and things like that. The Rangers sent backup goalie who was playing incredibly well for them last season, Cam Talbot, and a seventh-round pick in this past draft to the Oilers for a second, third, and seventh-round picks. These were the next few trades went down during the NHL draft. What was that, last Friday and Saturday?
Right.
The Rangers sent Carl Hagelin and a second and sixth in 2015 to – I didn't type it what – to Anaheim, I remember, to the Ducks. For Emerson Etzem, he's got way too many E's in his name. That is hard to read. And a second-round pick in the 2015 NHL draft. The Bruins, surprise, Bruins went on a bit of a fire sale. They sent Milan Lucic to the Kings for a first-round pick, Martin Jones, and Colin Miller. And the Sabres continued their building process by sending Nikita Zadorov, Mikhail Grigorenko, JT Krumper, and a second-round pick for Ryan O'Reilly. This is to Colorado, for Ryan O'Reilly and Jamie McGinn. Now, there are a bunch of other trades that went down recently. Let's go over to TSN.ca and see what those were. The Senators sent goalie Robin Lehner, so the Sabres also have a goalie now, and forward David Leguan for a first-round pick in the 2015 NHL draft. Sabres might actually be a pretty good season coming up. Let's see what other trades went down. Boston continued their fire sale. They sent defenseman Dougie Hamilton for a first, second, and a first and two second-round picks in the 2015 draft. Boston had like 18 draft picks somehow. I don't even know if you're allowed to have that many, but they did. I mean, they sent Hamilton. They sent Lucic. They sent who else? Griffin Reinhart got traded to the Oilers from the Islanders for a first and a second-round pick. Kyle Palmieri, didn't he used to play for the Devils? He went back. Eddie Lack, another goalie, got traded. He went to the Hurricanes from the Canucks. They don't really need a goalie right now since they have Ryan Miller. Antti Niemi, another goalie. His negotiating rights got traded for a seventh-round pick, and then he signed with the Stars. Anton Khudobin, another defenseman, got traded from Carolina to Anaheim for defenseman James Wisniewski. He's got too many I's in his name. These guys are hockey players. They got to fix their names. I don't like them.
I got to say, the guy that we got, Justin Williams, has one of the least hockey names out there.
No, still least hockey names, goaltender Mike Smith.
That's true.
I don't imagine anyone, unless their name is then John Smith, that's the only guy that could take that away from him.
Yeah.
Let's see, another goalie got traded. Oh, we talked about Cam Talbot, which was the other one I just missed. Oh, I don't know. Everybody and their mother got traded.
What about a free agent, Michael Neuwirth?
Oh, there we go. Yeah, we'll talk to him. Where I've gone to the free agency. Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute.
Oh, gosh.
Antti Raanta, he's got, let's see, four A's, two T's, three T's. Screw this guy's name. Anyways, the Blackhawks sent Antti Raanta to goalie to the Rangers, Ryan Haggerty. We talked about the Grossman trade, Martin Jones. We talked about the Bruins, after getting Jones, actually then sent him to the Sharks. That dude has been moving all over the country. This is ridiculous. They're just being rude right now. That's what it is. Just sending people all over the place. The Canadiens sent Brandon Proust to the Canucks for a fifth-round pick in the 2016 draft, as well as Zach Cassian. Let's see. I think those are all the biggest trades aside from the TJ Oshie deal. That's right. The Capitals got hit. Let's go into the free agency market. We're going to go backwards since I started at the top of the page, because that makes sense. Jason LaBarbera signed with Philly, as well as you talked about Michael Neuwirth signed with Philly, so I don't think they have enough goalies right now. They need about 17 more before they have every goalie possible.
I'm intrigued. What I want to see is, you remember when Braden Holtby got forced into a fight, a goalie fight? I want to see if Neuwirth's going to do the same thing when he's playing in Philly when he comes up against the Caps.
No, because I think he has a sense of what's right and wrong.
I want to see a Nuvi Holtby fight. I really want to see.
It be like a slap fight. Did Holtby didn't even – whatever. I'm telling you, get me started. You're just going to piss me off. Back on that whole stupid thing. Gabriel Bork decided to stay. Gabriel? I don't know. He decided to stay in Nashville, signing a one-year deal with them. Let's see. Who else tried to – Islanders signed like 17 guys and all maybe minor league guys. I don't know. Justin Williams sticking around. Sean Horkoff went from Dallas to Anaheim for a one-year deal. Antoine Vermette went from Chicago back to, I almost said Phoenix, but they're Arizona on a two-year deal with a cap hit of $3.75 million. Not too bad for them. Daniel Winnick went to Toronto, came from Pittsburgh, for 2 years, $2.25 million cap hit. Matt Beleski went from Anaheim to Boston. He's getting 5 years at $3.8 million a season. Not too bad for him. Let's see. Gregory Campbell went from Boston to Columbus, 2 years, $1.5 million. The Capitals signed a bunch of guys in the minors. Who cares? Brad Richards went from Chicago. He signed a one-year deal with Detroit with a cap hit of $3 million. Who else we got? Who else we have here? Mike Green, 3 years, $6 million. That's going to be sad to see, but it is what it is. Ruslan Fedotenko went from the it says AHL. That's not his team. That's harsh. He just played for everybody, apparently, in the NHL. He went to Minnesota on a one-year deal. Victor Stahlberg went from Nashville to the New York Rangers, 1 year, $1.1 million. Who else got signed to new deals? And there's a big one coming up in a minute. I just can't seem to find it because my iPad's giving me problems. What is going on? There we go. All right, we can cut that part off. Victor Tikhonov went from the KHL. He came back over to the NHL, signing a one-year deal with the Chicago Blackhawks. Cody Hodgson, who was bought out by Buffalo, signed a one-year $1.05 million deal with Nashville. Let's see. Didn't Nashville re-sign Mike Ribeiro, who's
having
some trouble with the law?
They brought him back, even though
they decided to bring him back. That'll be interesting to see what happens there. Patrick Hughes stuck around in Dallas for a one-year $1.15 million deal. P.A. Parento, who was bought out by Montreal, signed a one-year $1.5 million deal with Toronto. Toronto's rebuilding. Alexander Burmistrov, who Caps fans may remember, he came from the KHL. He came back over and signed with Winnipeg on a two-year deal. Goalie Jonas Enroth, who was traded from Dallas? Unrestricted free agent. He went over to L.A. He signed a one-year $1.25 million deal with the L.A. Kings. Zdeněk Mihalík went from St. Louis. He's going back to Phoenix. Hasn't he been to Phoenix like three times now?
I believe so.
I don't even know how many times he's been there. He signed a two-year $3.2 million. It's a cap hit of $3.2 million. Barrett Jackman went from St. Louis to Nashville, 2 years, $2 million a season. Steve Downey, one of the biggest D-bags in the league, he went from Pittsburgh to Arizona for 1 year, $1.75 million. Michael Frolik, I didn't even know he was still playing in the league. He went from Winnipeg to Calgary. 5 years? $4.3 million. Calgary, you lost your damn mind. Anders Lindback went from Buffalo to Arizona. Another goalie moving around. 1 year, $875,000. Who else got? Michael Neuwirth, your boy. 2 years, $1.625 million, going from the Islanders to the Flyers. Is there any team in the Metropolitan Division he has not played for yet?
He's has never been a Penguin, but give him
he's
time.
He's moving around.
I'm pretty sure by the trade deadline, he's no longer in Philadelphia.
Yeah, nice. Well, they have like 17 goalies, so they're going to be able to trade somebody.
Yeah.
Blake Como went from Pittsburgh. He's going to Colorado, 3 years, $2.4 million. Andre, with a J at the end, Andrej Sekera, he went from L.A. to Edmonton. That's going to be quite a culture change. 6 years, $5.5 million. Enjoy the cold weather. Paul Martin went from Pittsburgh to San Jose, 4 years, $4.85 million. Thomas Hickey sticking around with the Islanders, 3 years, $2.2 million. No one cares about Matt Halichuk. Thomas Greiss, I didn't even know he was in Pittsburgh. Last time I remember, he was in San Jose. He's 2 years, $1.5 million with the Islanders because they need another goalie. Who else got signed? Francois Beauchemin went from Anaheim to Colorado, 3 years, $4.5 million. Michael Granlund sticking to Minnesota. Carter Ramos was sticking around. Yeah, Mike Ribeiro got 2 years, $3.5 million per season. That's a lot of money for a guy you're not sure if he's actually a halfway decent human being. But yeah, that's some of the biggest moves in the free agent market right now.
And we're only in day two of the free agency, and Joel Ward, Eric Fair still out there, still, you know, making moves.
Yeah, let's go to TSN's website to see. You can keep talking, but TSN's website to see who are the names still out there.
And
I don't know if they have that.
It's going to be a long summer for a lot of guys. I feel as if teams are definitely not done. The Capitals, I have a feeling they're pretty much done. I think they've made their moves, and they are probably
set.
Let's
wait and see what happens with their restricted free agents in terms of who they may be looking at still. Things could happen if they decide to make another trade in terms of moving some salary out. than they may. So let's say hypothetically they were to trade Brooks Lake, then I think we could see Fair come back.
I'm okay with that. I like that. Let's do that.
Why do you hate Fair so much?
I like Fair. I want to bring Fair back.
Name
one thing he's done in the last four seasons.
He changed that person's tire.
All right, he's a good person, and he dates a hot blonde chick. But besides that...
Well, I think the problem is that he can't stay healthy, and that's what kills the team.
Well, like, no, he was healthy last year. That's the thing. Like,
and his goal scoring has disappeared.
During the lockout and then the next season...
I forgot a little bit of news.
He had those groin problems, and okay, I understand you can't play that well because you're hurt, but you get yourself healthy, you get yourself fixed. He did that. He said he was fine this entire season and did nothing. Like, I honestly don't remember the last time he actually scored a goal for this team, even this year. I think his best years are behind him. I think he's a good guy. I think he can be a good player, but I feel as if he's just not going to work out at the Capitals anymore. That's my feeling. But next year, since I said that, he's going to light the world on fire.
Yeah. 50 goals. People are going to be like, what? Let's see who's available. The top 30 free agents, according to theFourthPeriod.com, the guys who have not signed anybody yet. Let's see. Cody Franson is still available. He's a defenseman who played last season with the Nashville Predators. Joel Ward, as we already talked about. Alexander Semin is available. Chris Stewart's available. Played last season with Minnesota. He's a right winger. Yuri Talusti is only 27. I feel like that guy's been in the league for 20 years. Christian Ehrhoff, a defenseman from the Penguins, is still available. Mike Santarelli from Nashville Center is available. Johnny Oduya, a defenseman from Chicago. Eric Cole and Jarrett Stoll, both forwards with Detroit and L.A. respectively, are available. Scotty Upshaw, Derek Roy, Curtis Glencross, your boy Tomas Fleischmann, and Sean Bergenheim are also still available, as is Steven Weiss.
Did you bring up Alex Semin? Did he sign
anyone? And Brad Boyce, who was rumored to potentially be coming to the Capitals, or the Capitals had interest in him at one point in time.
I did read that the Caps had interest. But did you say Alex Semin? Did he land anywhere?
Not yet, and apparently a bunch of teams are interested in him.
See, that's...
I gotta imagine it's going to be for a real cheap deal.
Real cheap, 1 year. Maybe be like, all right.
I would have taken him back until we signed TJ Oshie. Now I'm like, I think we're good.
All right, I was wondering, because I was going to be like, all right, what do you say? Do you still want to bring back Semin?
I would bring him back if it was 1 year. At like $1 million or $1.5 million.
I'd bring back Fleischmann before I bring back Semin.
Well, you're wrong.
Probably, but that's what I think.
Semin's got the talent. The whole thing is he's never been able to put it together because he's lazy, for lack of a better term. But he's definitely got a ton of talent. He's one of the best goalers, if not better than. I mean, I think he's better than Ovechkin at goal scoring sometimes with that unbelievable wrist shot. He could just never put it all together in terms of getting his head in the right place and being able to play the game consistently. And I think if anybody was going to be able to get him to do it, it would have been Barry Trotz. But it doesn't matter anymore because we got TJ freaking Oshie.
He's the best. I think Alex Semin, he lands somewhere real nice like Dynamo Moscow. That's where I think he's going to land. Or
I think he'll land with an NHL team.
Lokomotiv or Tractor. They're the only three.
Someone will be like, we can turn him around. He's like the abusive boyfriend that the woman sticks with. She thinks that she can change him.
I can change him. It's fine, really. It's
He'll
fine.
He'll become better. He'll care more.
All right. Well, is that it for the show? I feel like I don't even know what we talked about.
We've been recording for so long. Keeps getting interrupted by dogs.
We're both tired.
I just want to go to bed.
We're both really tired, and we worked all day.
I'm going to watch TV.
I'm gonna go to bed right after this is done.
I have so many dishes to do, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, let them go tomorrow. They're fine. All right. Well, I think that's pretty much it for the show. But hey, let us know what you.
Right here.
What?
I'm gonna fall asleep right here.
Yeah.
I'm done. Good night.
Let us know what you thought of the TJ Oshie trade. What is your favorite Brouwer memory? Do you wish him good luck? Are you happy he left the team?
Classic.
Are you happy TJ Oshie is a part of the team? Are you as ecstatic as we are? Because I hope you are. Let us know, man. Let us know. At Brando Cash on the Twits. That's where you can find
me.
That
is not what it's called.
On the Twits. You tweet on the Twits. The Twitter.
is getting weird.
Yeah. This is where it always gets weird. Yeah, at this point, where like I used to always just say like put some sort of farm equipment or a farm movie.
It's almost Friday.
With your name, I feel as if this point is where I just say things to just at this point just be like this went the wrong direction.
You need to go to bed. That's what this is.
But you can tweet to me at Brando Cash. Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan. You can also occasionally find me at CapitalsOutsider.com. This is a Caps fan-run website devoted to the Washington Capitals and their bobbleheads. Of which, as we mentioned earlier, if you go check out that Brooks Orpik one, it kind of looks like he's doing the Carlton from Fresh Prince. But that's CapitalsOutsider.com. But Brandon, what about Brando Cash Entertainment?
That's right. Go to BrandoCash.com. Get all the information you're ever going to need about all the stuff that we do, podcasts, photos, and video. Go to Facebook.com/BrandoCash. Like us over there. You'll be the first to know whenever a new episode comes out on any podcast or any video or any photos that we decide to produce. You can also go to Facebook.com/WTP Podcast. Like us over there. You'll be the first to know whenever a new What the Puck comes out. Go to Twitter at WTP_podcast. We're on the Twitter. We're on Facebook, we're all over the place. We're staying in contact with you guys. We're talking hockey. So let us know what you think of what's going on. Of course, we do this all the time. You guys download, you stream, you listen to the show. It's for free. It's on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, and Player FM. Let us know. Tell us how you listen to us. I'd be very intrigued on how everybody listened to us and how they found out about What the Puck. But what we are asking you guys, maybe this is how you found out, and you got to help us out even more. Maybe you found out because a friend was like, hey, you should listen to this podcast. And then you did, and you enjoyed it, so you do. Why don't you do that? Why don't you be that friend? Be a friend of a friend, all right? And post it on social media, on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit, anywhere you are social on the web. Say, hey, I'm a Washington Capitals fan. Welcome to D.C., T.J. Oshie. T.J. Oshie, you should do What the Puck and talk to some fans.
Yeah,
that's
right.
What you should do. All right, and maybe with your help, guys, maybe if you guys bug John Walton enough, you will help us get onto the Capitals Radio Network. That's what I would really like. Why don't you guys help us out? We do the show for free. You guys pay us back by helping us get on Caps Radio Network or just spreading the word, getting our numbers up, whatever you guys can do to help us out. That's what we do. We got dreams. We got dreams and...
Yeah, I got dreams of going to sleep. Right.
not just of trying to go to bed in a couple minutes. I'm talking about dreams that we realize when we're awake. That's how beautiful this is, man.
It's a good line.
That's what you guys help us achieve our dreams. You know, we'll help you achieve
help
yours.
Help us help you help us.
Right, exactly. And maybe with that, you can help us out. So we'll be back next week because it'll be developmental camp. And we'll talk about the beginnings of developmental camp. And then next weekend, Caps Fan Fest, we will be there. So make sure you guys come and talk to us and get your picture taken. Let's do some selfies.
Just don't stalk us. That's weird.
I'll bring a selfie stick. You can, you know, we can all be in photos together.
You actually have one of those.
Yes, I do. Yes,
all
I
right,
do.
So I am not going to come find you at the thing because that's incredibly disappointing.
I needed one, man. I needed one. I was taking.
No, you didn't need one.
Oh,
you,
I needed one.
You really didn't.
I really did.
I
got the selfie stick, slap shot. I'm coming. I'm looking for you, man. I want a picture with the bird.
I am not taking a picture with you with that stupid
hat
thing.
Trick.
Nope.
But FanFest next week. But we'll talk to you guys before then. But we want to see everybody out at FanFest.
You
hey,
say Hattrick.
Hattrick, that's his name.
No, that's the stupid little one.
Yeah, that's what I said. Hattrick, that's
I hate
the one.
That one.
That's the one you want to get your picture taken with.
That one's dumb.
If there's any listeners out there as well that are season ticket holders and would like to get me into the equipment sale early before the general public, I would appreciate it. Really would, because I'm sick of just picking up crap. I want something good. I got an Aaron Volpatti stick. It's the only thing I've really gotten from there. Help me out, man. Help me out. All right, well, I'm going to let everybody go. I'm tired. Happy 4th of July to all the Americans out there that celebrate Independence Day.
USA.
Happy birthday, America. Happy Canada Day to all my Canadian friends. Hope you guys enjoyed your free agency and your poutine and your Tim Horton Timbits and fireworks, eh? It's not snowing in most of Canada right now, so congratulations, Canada Day. All right, that's
it. Congratulations, it's not snowing.
It's those 2 weeks in the entire calendar year where it's not snowing. That's when we celebrate Canada Day.
Congratulations.
All right, so everybody, we usually say let's go Caps at the end of the show, but we're going to end What the Puck this week with, hey, TJ Oshie, welcome to D.C.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jax. For more information, go to brandocash.com.
All right. I'm back.
And who's back? Hang on.
The dog was like, hey, you're recording, you're busy. This is the best time I need to ask you a question. Can you open the back door?
What are you doing there? You know, if you just didn't have this door here, it wouldn't be a problem.
But I got to say, for Brian McCallum to...
what was his name?
I'm sorry.
Brian McCallum?
it's the alcohol.
That'll be a cooler name, though.
It's the alcohol coming back a little bit now.
Brian McCallum.
Brian McCallum.
Oh, man. Could you imagine Lachlan trying to say that one? You butcher that so many times.
Oh, my God, he would.
It would be great.
Yeah. See, everyone said the same thing about shit, what's his name that we got last year? Our defenseman, the big signing.
Orpik?
Thank you. I don't know why I had Arnott stuck in my head. And I'm like,
Arnott has unretired and changed the position he's playing.
I was like, I know that's not right, but that's the only one.
We got time out for a second.
I hear Luna, yeah.
That's not Luna, that's Maggie. Maggie, shut the hell up.
Where the hell did you get a Maggie?
That's Kate's parents' dog we've been babysitting because they're in Disney. Hold on. I'm going to get her to shut up. Alright. Come here, you idiot. You saw the leash on you. That's hilarious. Alright, let me get this collar off because I don't know if you can hear that throughout the recording. Alright, Maggie, if you're staying here, you can't be like Luna. You got to shut the... Oh, god damn it. She took a crap in the hallway.
Ooh, no good.
She's a tiny dog, so it's not a lot of poop. Oh, you're right there. I hate you. You took a shit in the hall. Alright, I'll be back in a minute. I got to go clean that up.
Alright.
This is like dog night on What the Puck. I'll be right back.
All right. Well, if we're not going to do Down on the Farm, or if we just did a little tiny little version just now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to hear from the Baltimore Sports Report Network, and then we'll go around the NHL. So here's our quick break. Everybody check it out. Baltimore Sports Report Network. That was friggin' terrible. That was a terrible segue.
You want to do it again?
I think I do, because I'm just going like, God, you are friggin' hack.
You just got to go into it. You're like, hesitating.
I know.
Just go for it.
It's going to sound so weird, because I'm just like monotone talking about, like, oh, we just did that or whatever. Hey, and now, everybody, we're going to take a quick break. But I don't
throw in a sound effect. No one knows. Do like a star. Just do a wipe like George Lucas does in Star Wars.
Like, an audio
wipe? That
doesn't
even fit. Star wipe.
Right.
Blackhawks sent Brandon Saad. This trade surprised me. They also sent Alex Broadhurst and Michael Paliota. I don't know. Sounds like an actor name, more like Ray Liotta. To the Blackhawks for Marco. No, I said that wrong. Who did they send him to? Columbus, right?
I don't know.
Oh, all right. Let me try that again. I typed in the wrong thing. I'm smart.